A miniature palace of art, the Kaulbach Villa in Olstadt. A painter, Friedrich August von Kaulbach. For most people today, das Blaue Land or the blue countryside of Murnau and Staffelsee are far more reminders of such artists as Kandinsky, Marc, and Münter. But during his lifetime, at the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th century, Kaulbach was a star. He had the prestigious house in front of us built for himself as a rural retreat and studio. He could flee here to escape the hectic life of Munich. That shows just how popular Kaulbach's portraits were at the time. First of all, he could afford this quite obviously impressive house, and secondly, he could be certain that his clients would know where to find him outside of the city. And his clients were hardly unknown themselves. They included members of Europe's most important princely courts. The pool of royal portrait artists was relatively small, and Kaulbach was one of the elite. The high-ranking aristocrats were especially taken by his motto, "Better than photography." But it wasn't that alone. Portrait artists spend a great deal of time together with their models, and the artist's personality plays almost as big a part as his ability to paint. Kaulbach had the good fortune to be equally well regarded by his clients for his talents as an artist and as a pleasant companion. His villa, still in its original form, is a clear indication of his success both as an elegant painter and welcome guest of the highborn. Inside, you'll find the elegant ambiance of the turn of the 19th century, among several of Kaulbach's paintings and personal artifacts that allow an insight into the man and his times. In particular, his Chinese-style silk smoking jacket highlights the picture the artist wanted to convey of himself. Take a tour of the house and experience a world that ended abruptly and forever with the First World War.